Shining Black Cross, and of course, this is Africa Global Radio. Our story, our growth, our future.
The Gong, Damian Marley, and Nas, a legendary album, same project that has Sambali on it, Patience. This is Creatives Corner. Welcome back. I am Prince Benjamin. You can call me PB. We are live on AfricaGlobalRadio.com. And we've got another guest with us. His name is Will B. Will B. Yeah. Or Will B. Which one is it?
Yeah, Will B.
Will B.
Yeah, you can say Will B. Will B. I mean, I
Will to go. B. Yeah. He's a singer-songwriter. Do you rap?
Yeah, I started as a rapper, but now I sing.
Started as a rapper?
Yeah.
Let's start the conversation from there. Welcome, by the way.
Thank you for having me.
All right. So, started as a rapper, and yeah. Now you sing.
Yeah. Okay, let me say, when I fell in love with music, mm-hmm. I was singing then. I was in the church choir and all the stuff.
So, okay, so you started as a singer?
Yes.
Found rap? Like
yeah.
And you're back to your first love?
I started rapping, you know, it's cool. Just rap boys would say, hey, shall I eat a rap? You know,
SS,
rap battles and
secondary
stuff.
School.
Yes. So when I grew in the entertainment industry, I mean, the business, mm-hmm. I was like, nah, I got to go back to my old love, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's singing.
Okay. You know, so. All right, so do you remember the songs that you were singing when you were little?
Okay, the song I fell in love with was Amambo Ajo by the legendary Nana Kwame Ampadu.
Yep.
Late, yeah.
Talk to me, man.
Yeah,
that's a solid record.
Yeah, for real.
That's a border crossing
straight,
record. Because even
straight.
Nigerians know that song.
Yeah.
And that's the one that has the guy who sings supposedly in Igbo.
Yes,
on it. Recently it came out that it wasn't Igbo that he was singing in.
Oh.
It was gibberish. So I watched an interview on Peace FM. And he was explaining that this was not Igbo as people, you know, thought it was. It
real?
Wasn't. It was gibberish. It was do maybe. He was pulling a do maybe. If you understand what I mean. Because Rima's do maybe is also gibberish. It's if you watched the what's it called? The lyric video, the bits where it's gibberish, which is most of it, they just write vibe.
Oh.
Because the story is he had limited studio time.
Okay.
In the studio, he had to rush out for someone else to get in. So he just had to do something on the record.
Oh.
So he remembers to return to
return it.
He sent it to the engineer and they're like, nah, this is the record. This is a vibe. So let's use it. And that's how come the song.
Oh, for real.
Yeah, so you can reference
it. That was great.
That was great, right?
That's
it's the best gibberish ever.
Yeah.
Right,
it was great.
Yeah, and it was in the Amambo Ajo.
So that was a song that got me fall in love with music, you know. Yeah. I was young, my dad played it, and
it's always the parents.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So you went to secondary school, danced on rap as well.
Yeah.
Tell me.
I actually started in my hood though.
Oh, you know,
where I grew up.
The neighborhood.
Yes.
Right, okay.
You know, had a lot of up and coming rappers in the hood. They got some place where they used to meet and they do battle rap.
Okay.
So as a young guy, I used to pass by and I was like, oh, okay. So
what's
rap
going on,
I started writing my own raps and all that stuff to battle as well. You know, that's how it started. So I went to school and I was still doing my thing, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, okay. What song, just like the Amambo Ajo record, what song stood out for you when you were transitioning from singing to rap?
To rap.
Yeah.
Ah, okay. The rap. I think then it was Tupac and that was the way the people doing the rap then. Yeah. So I started listening to hip hop and then the Lorraine era came in.
Okay, right.
And I started, it was like that.
Okay. Do you know, latest in the news, just yesterday, Tupac got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Yeah, I heard it.
You heard it?
Yeah, I heard it. I actually saw it on Twitter.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yes, it was trending on Twitter.
Yeah.
We discussed it on the show previous to this one. Yeah. Okay, so that's wonderful news, right?
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. Are you part of the school of thoughts that believes he's not dead?
I believe he's dead. I believe he's dead.
Right.
You know, recently they were saying they got this guy who really looked like him and they were doing this comparison that is him and all this stuff.
Man, anything to keep him alive.
Yeah, it nearly got me confused, but
they nearly confused you.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway.
Because there's a lot of similarities in
Right. Until he starts to rap, I guess.
Yeah.
That'll be the ultimate test. Anyway, so you're back to singing. Typically, it's because of how practical that choice is.
Yeah.
Right? Is it marketability? Is it an advice given to you by, you know, a mentor, record label? Like, why did you return to singing?
Yeah, actually, I think, okay, learning the music space, I realized something, you know, I realized something that, I mean, the rap was just for the boys. You know, you did rap, but you know, they go anywhere. You did bop. That's me, how I thought.
Your observation.
Yeah, my observation. But when you sing, it's like, it kind of goes far. I did this record those days. I did a song, I rap, and I sang on it. So people were like, hey, Charlie, you can sing like that. You need to start singing and let go of the rap, or sometimes you can merge the two. But I realized people who were, I mean, praising me for the singing were more. And I've been doing rap records, but nobody, I mean, those people never reached out.
Right.
So I was like, oh, okay. So this is something,
right?
You know.
Right. There's so something like, about rap, right? If you look at hip hop,
yeah,
right, how it started, it was necessary because of happenings like socio-political issues in America.
Yeah.
It made it necessary for hip hop to be birthed and also to have a voice, a representation nationally, right? So that was a driving force. Even till now, it's a culture for the African Americans, right?
Very true.
In Ghana, when it became Hip Life here, it was also a certain renaissance, if you will. There was High Life.
Yeah.
But it became a voice for the youth. For me, my observation is, wherever hip hop or music, any form of music goes, especially the ones that are for protest, you know, the ones that challenge the status quo and, you know, and all of that, something needs to feed it. Moment it becomes all about love and enjoyment.
I like how you said it.
Yeah. when it becomes love, enjoyment, vibes, it begins to lose its strength.
Strength, okay.
I think. If you look at reggae, for instance, the height of reggae was when it was for protest.
Yeah.
Right? Protesting colonialism, protesting racism and the rest. But when that era left, reggae is still reggae, I understand, but it's like it's lost a bit of its shine.
Yeah, the strength.
And its strength.
Yeah.
Right? Punk, the same thing with punk. Rock, at a point, you know, when the teenage Nirvana with Kurt Cobain and the rest. So now it's like Afrobeats is the voice of the youth.
Yeah.
Right? It's the voice of the youth. Yeah. And I like how a lot of people are not just talking about love now. They're not just talking about, you know, drugs and parties, but they are talking about some very important stuff.
Yeah.
There was a research recently, just sharing this with you and our listeners, by Spotify.
Okay.
They realized that Gen Z, the generation, the new generation, the teenagers.
Yes, the Gen Z.
They consume music the most at the moment. But the music they like is introspective music. It's sad music. It's music that talks about heartbreaks and the dark side of life. You get me? They're looking for lyrics that
they can relate to.
Reflect their times.
Yeah.
So I think that could be like data that's important for, you know, folks like yourself.
Yeah.
And the singing and rap bits too, you know, Wizkid recently said that nobody's listening to rap. You remember that? It became a controversy.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
It became a controversy.
He got attacked by a couple of rappers and all this
stuff. Exactly. Yeah. MI was one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Black Bones was
Black Bones as well. But Black Bones, why would you even fight this? Because you are melodious. You're not just a rapper. He sings a lot in his rap.
Yeah, he's a singer.
He's like a T-Pain, you know, Chris Brown, a Young Thug kind of. Are you like that? Have you found like a compromise between?
Okay, so for now, as me being an High Life Afrobeat artist, I'm more about the singing, you know. But on my album, which I'm working on right now,
right,
I think I'm going to put the old me in there, so let people know, okay, what I'm capable of doing,
right?
You know,
because it would be important not to lose, you know, the other bits of you.
Yeah.
But if you can repackage and present it to your fans in a certain way that it will be consumable or easy on the mind and on the tongue for people who love rap,
straight,
right? Straight, because if you look at Drake, for instance, that's what has really helped him.
Yes, yeah.
He found rap and singing. So maybe that could work.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, we need these conversations because you guys are the ones that are the front line of our music. Do you get me?
Yeah.
Some of us, we just talk on the radio.
Yeah.
But you guys, Afrobeats has become a big deal now. So some of these conversations are necessary for those of you who are the very forefront. The charge, if you will. Yeah, so we're going to check out music by Will B on Creatives Corner. We are live on AfricaGlobalRadio.com, AGR for short. And we're going to check out this record first. It's called Adiepena. Precious is one of the synonyms for Adiepena. Precious.
Precious, yes.
Oshisha. Ding.
Yeah.
It's difficult to find this.
Yeah.
It's precious. It's scarce. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right? That's another way of putting it. But precious, I think, is what
precious.
The translation.
No, we'll be again. Girl, I know he break your heart. He never treat you right. He promise you he no fulfill. He treat you like a trash. For that you scared to love. You know one love again. You know one give your heart to another guy. No. Baby, we name my dear pen. No. Man, she sha, me sha. Baby, let me love. Baby, let me show you my love. Let me show you, baby. Oh, I'm fit to show you love, make you feel I'm for your heart. Yo, feel I'm for your heart. Yo, although be anyhow.
Say you're the only baby that I've got. Yes. Also buttressing the title of the record, which is You're Precious.
Yes.
And you sing in the Medekuku.
Medekuku. Yeah. It was actually given to me by Road God.
Right. Is that your road manager?
Yeah, road manager.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. And he's called Road God.
Road God.
That's his name.
Yeah.
Does he sing? Does he rap?
No.
Oh, all right. Okay. So he suggested that.
Yeah.
To you. Are you?
Yeah. He was there. I'm an Ashanti.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was there when I was writing it. So I was like, I needed something. Something is missing.
Right.
And he was like, I should put something in the cuckoo, in the cuckoo.
Ah.
So I, okay.
Right.
And I fixed it in there.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's nice.
Yeah.
So you've got some Akan or Chi in there,
yes,
and you've got some Ebe
in there.
And these are all languages from Ghana.
From Ghana,
right.
Africa.
Yeah. It's great when we represent, you know, different languages and cultures, you know, in our music. We're talking about Burna Boy and, you know, how different people are coming to his concerts and the like because of the language, you
yes.
know, and how it's sounds, accessible yes. to a lot of people. Yeah. So this is, and it's a nice song.
Straight
We saw a publication, you've been tipped to dominate the music scene.
Yeah. I mean, by God's grace.
Yeah. Are you confident about this?
Oh, yeah. Very confident.
Yeah?
Very confident. I'm here to stay. I keep saying that. So.
Not only to stay, but to dominate.
To dominate.
Do you think it's a bar beyond you, or you're well, you know,
I mean,
fit to?
I'm fit to.
To
I
handle
mean,
this.
I guess that's why I'm here.
You that's know, why you're here.
Yeah, that's why I'm here as a musician,
right.
Just to go as far as I can.
Mm.
Yeah,
you've done this for how long?
I've been underground for about 15 years before getting a label to work with.
Right.
So it's been long, a
right.
very long time.
What's the name of the label?
Black Cub Entertainment. Black Cub.
Cub, yeah. As in a small lion.
Nah, Cub as in
C U B Cub.
K A B.
Oh, K A B.
Yeah.
Cub. What does that mean?
Cub. Okay, I think the CEO has, I think his nickname is actually Black, you know, Black, and he's Kobe.
Okay, oh,
Kobe.
Right, okay.
Yes,
okay.
So like he found a way to blend it like that.
Right.
Black Cub,
right.
And, yeah.
Okay, named after the CEO.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay, how long have you been on it for?
2 years now.
2 years?
Yeah.
Have you seen any change compared to when you were underground?
So I mean, very much changes to I mean, yeah.
Okay, like, what,
yeah,
like what are some of the you changes know? That you're seeing?
Yeah, then as an up and coming underground, you know, like or just me, I release songs and it's my room listening to it myself or the friends around me listening to it. But now since they came in, when we release songs, like it travels and people reach out social media from different countries telling me how good the song is.
Oh wow!
You know, it tells me that you know we're doing something and shooting videos and all this stuff. They're doing much.
Right.
They're doing a whole lot right. for me.
Would you say music has changed your life in any way? Or how has music changed your life?
Music has changed my life many ways. I mean, many ways. Many ways. Ever since I fell in love with music, everything has been music to me. You know, everything. When I'm not in myself, when I'm not to myself, like in a bad mood or something like that, to put myself in the right space or something like that, I got to listen to music to, you know, put myself in there, then I get myself back. That's it, you know. So it'd be music everything to me.
What about your standing in life? You know what, yeah, I understand it's like a catharsis to you. That's how you release stress and you know, you control your mental demons, if you will.
Yeah. If you can put it like that.
Yeah, if you yeah. Like or mental attacks and stresses and,
yes,
and combat so-called depression.
Depression and all that.
But has it changed your life in any other way, would you say?
Yes, it has changed my life. It has changed my life because the people I'm meeting now, I mean, it's because of music. If it wasn't for music, I wouldn't be meeting people like Barry yourself and a whole lot of people I've been meeting, which is crazy.
Right.
You know, I think it's music and it's paving way for me. Yeah. And I think it's going to get me, I mean, to a higher standard then.
Right. What would you say inspired Adiapenna?
Okay, Adiapenna.
Is it about a person?
Yeah, Adiapenna is about a person. Okay, I wouldn't say it's somebody, I mean, specifically somebody, but I was just reminiscing, I mean, past experiences and all this stuff, love, relationship and all this stuff. So it just got to me like that, Adiapenna, and I was just vibing with it, yeah.
It's a very mellow... high life, Afro beats.
Yes.
Yeah.
Afro,
I mean,
high life.
It could be classified by some as Afro beats because it has the contemporary sound to it. But within it, I can clearly tell it's a high life.
High life. Yes.
Right. Yeah. It's high life, but categorization these days.
Afro beats. Yeah.
Afro beats.
Yeah.
Really nice song.
Thank you.
Was any part of it played live? Or it was all computer programmed?
Some part was played live. Oh. I mean, the guitars and all the stuff, it was live.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Do you know who or it was handled by the production?
Yeah, the production.
They
School Beats. He's called School Beats.
School Beats,
yeah.
Okay. How is it spelled?
School. He spells it S-K-O-O-L.
Okay.
Yeah. Beats. Yeah.
Has he done any popular, you know, songs?
No.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Right. So you guys are growing together.
Yeah.
You know, it works. Yeah. You guys applying your strengths, your unique strengths, and coming up together.
Straight up.
Hopefully you don't part, you know, when you find fame.
Yeah, hopefully.
Hopefully you don't. Are you the only one on the record label?
Yeah, at the moment, only me, yeah.
You're the only star.
Yeah, I'm the first signed artist.
Wow.
And only me as
That's a lot of responsibility on your shoulders.
It's not easy.
You need to make a point for the investment.
Yeah, straight up.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You have a new song out.
Yeah.
Is it out yet?
Or yeah, I have a new song. Okay. It was released 26th of last month.
Oh, okay.
Which is called Ayo, you know.
Ayo.
Ayo, yeah.
Ayo.
It's a song that is banging everywhere right now.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Making noise. Ayo. Ayo means...
It
could mean mate.
Mate. I've heard, yeah, I've heard you. Yeah, I've heard you. Okay. Or right. Yeah, something like
Sometimes
that.
Sometimes in a sarcastic way.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. When someone says Ayo...
Ayo.
Depending on how they say
how they say
it's more like,
yes,
if you say so.
If you say so.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's check that one out. What genre is it?
It's a Afro. Let me say Afro. Yeah. High life Afro. You know, you find the high life elements in there and the Afro elements in there. So,
okay.
Yeah. Afro high life.
AGR will be brand spanking new. Just came out last month. Are you?
Baby girl waiting, you be the girl me one date. Many girls they my come, many girls they my yard. You the one that me choose. Baby girl you say waiting on, your body shape got me thinking on. The way you dance got me falling on. Me want to make you mine. Coming at me, yeah, you go see ya. Many pretty girls, we no see them. I know if you tell you lies, I feel so ya. I feel to give you love, make you feel them. Coming at me, yeah, you go see ya. Many pretty girls, we no see them. I know if you tell you lies, I feel so ya. I feel to give you love, make you feel them. It be you touching my eyes, to make the girls, but they don't be my type. That you the one with the beat in my heart. Or do you, you be beating my type. My type, you catch my eyes. Too many young, but they know be my type. That you the one with the beat in my heart. Or do you, you be beating my type. My type, she tell me, ayo, ayo, ayo. If you come in at me life, I go show you love. Plenty things I feel do for love. In many things I feel do for love. Oh, yo, yo, yo. Oh, don't carry me, go far away. Far away, far away from here. Far away, far away from here. Come in at me, yeah, you go see ya. Many pretty girls, me no see them. I know if you tell you lies, I feel sweat them. I feel to give you love, make you feel them. You go see ya. Many pretty girls, we no see them. I know if you tell you lies, I feel sweat. I feel to give you love, make you feel them. It be you catching my eyes. Too many girls, but they no be my type. Cause you the one where they beat in my heart. Although you be really my type. My type, you catching my eyes. Too many girls, but they no be my type. Cause you the one where they beat in my heart. Although you be really my type. My type, she tell me, ayo, 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 she tell me, ayo, 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 ayo,
That will be telling the lady, you're my type, you're the only one, and she says, are you? She says, are you? I've heard you. I've heard you. Is this an experience that you've had?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this was quite an uncomfortable situation, I guess.
Yeah, you see that.
It was, but the beauty of music and creativity is that we can even celebrate the dark sides of our lives and stories, right?
Straight up.
Yeah, some of the saddest songs have the most danceable beats.
Yeah.
So you don't even catch the sadness in the song.
Just dance to it.
Right. You were curved. You were curved in this. How far back was this? When did this happen?
Oh, this happened, I think almost a year.
Almost a year ago?
Yeah, almost a year.
So is this still fresh or you've moved on?
I moved on.
Right. And it's surely going to be one of those stories. You become a huge star and then she's going to text you.
You see that?
Right? What are you going to do? Let's assume that she's listening right now and then she's like, he's on AGR. Okay. And she texts you right now. How would you receive that? How would you react?
Oh, like, I'm that cool type of guy. You know, yeah. I respond, I mean, nicely.
Yeah.
But not in a way that...
But you're no longer interested.
No.
When you move, you move.
Yeah, when I'm
Are you with someone now?
No. I'm not dating. No.
You're not dating.
I'm actually dating music, you know.
You're dating music now.
That's the plan now.
All right.
So,
okay.
Dating music to further notice.
All right. That's the PSA. That's the public service announcement.
Yes.
Everybody served. By Will B himself. And your response is, are you... Anyway, is there a video for this record?
Not yet. We had to shoot a video.
Okay. Okay. Can you tell us when we should expect one? Latest?
Okay. I think my management got it all. I mean...
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
They know when we're going to shoot the video. So now it's about promoting the audio to the people, pushing it to people's ears and all that stuff. So right after that, we're going to... work on the video.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Who would you say are your inspirations?
My inspiration?
Music business.
Like artists.
Yeah. It could be writers. It could be authors. You know.
Yeah. A lot of stuff inspires me when I'm writing.
I mean, persons. I mean.
Persons.
Yeah. Are there any human beings, any creative people, any maybe political people? I don't know. Anyone that inspires you on this journey?
Okay, first I would say the late legendary Nana Kwame Ampedu.
Ampedu, right.
Yeah,
that's an icon from Ghana.
Yeah. He's actually my idol, you know. Yeah. I mean, he's late, but I can't stop listening to his music even now.
Right.
I always listen to his music, so he's number one.
Mm. What was important in your life considering him? What is it about him that makes him, like, to use an idol word is that strong? Why? Like, what is it about him?
Yeah.
Or his legacy?
Yeah. What he achieved with music, you know, recording of about 400 albums or something like that. It tells me that, whoa, this man was full of music. And every song of his I listen, like, I learn something new. It's like fresh, even though it's an old record. But I feel like, nah, this is something.
Right.
You know, so I just can't stop listening to him. If you go to my phone, I have... albums of his on phone that I always soak every day.
Right.
Yeah. So I think it's about time we highlight our icons because they did great.
Right.
Yeah, they did great.
Over 400 songs recorded by this icon we lost. Was it last year?
Yeah, I think last 2 years or something like that.
Yeah. Last year. So, all right. So may he rest in peace, Nana Kwame Ampedu, who was a chief.
Yes.
Right? A traditional leader. Right? And also called a chief amongst musicians.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. That man was a great man. We're hoping to hear the record that he apparently had with Sakodie.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. We saw videos.
I heard it too.
Yeah. And he gave him some solid advice as well. Don't speak on any controversy on social media.
On social media.
Yeah, that was some solid, solid advice from him. Right. So we're talking to Will B, and we are live on AfricaGlobalRadio.com. He is a fairly new, you know, artist to the mainstream.
Yes.
Right? But he's put in years.
Yeah.
15 years, you mentioned.
Underground. Yeah.
Underground, yes. 15 years underground.
You learned a lot.
Yes.
Coming up.
Right. What are some of the shocks or surprises that you've had since you were signed to a record label and, you know, came to the so-called mainstream, you know, competition? What are some of the surprises or things that
surprises.
Have...
Surprises. Yeah. Okay. I think I'll say one of the surprises is, you know, when I was coming up, that my friends... like whom I grew up with, you know, they wasn't seeing like what I was doing, you know. So just I think 3 days ago, a friend of mine who actually was hard on me that I dropped out and I'm chasing music, he was really mad, like, you're wasting your life and right. whatever.
Dropped out of university, secondary school, which one?
SHS, actually.
SHS, right.
Yeah, Accra High.
What was the reason?
Okay, a lot of reasons. A lot of reasons. Like, I was raised by a single parent, my mom.
Right.
You know, and it's not only me. We're six. And we're being raised by only single parent, my mom, you know. And there was little to give, you know. There was little to give. So I realized, like, God being so good, I discovered my talents at an early age. So I was like, no, this is what I want to do. Even if I complete a VAS, GEMA, master's degree, whatever, I'm going to do music. So nothing will come out of it, you know. So I shouldn't let my mom waste all that money when she can invest it in the others who want to go to school, you know. So I thought about it, and music is me. I want to, this is what I want to do. So I posed my mom, and she was like, nah, you got to go to school. I was like, no. Because I saw the pain she was going through, the hard work and everything. So I decided to just stop and chase my music career. Yeah, that was it.
Is it paying? Is it making sense now?
Yeah, it's been making sense now.
Right.
And then...
You're paying bills.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so it was hard for her.
Right.
It was hard for her. Though she supported me doing music and all that, but she wanted me to...
Yeah, she's a parent.
Yeah, she wanted me to... Yeah, she wanted me to go to school and all that. And it got to a time when... nothing was going. I was at home just recording, writing, but nobody's coming in to help. She felt like, I'm wasting my time, wasting my life. She'd be like, you got to find some work to do. You got to do this, you got to do that. But I know that, hey, it's going to happen.
Right.
It's going to happen.
Right.
All this while, I knew I just needed somebody to believe in me, to say, I'm putting money in you. That's all I needed. And I know I'm going to blow. We forget that. And I'm, God being so good, Black Cap is here to help me out, holding me down. And I know I'm going to make my mom proud and my Black Cap proud and anybody who's been supportive proud. So, yeah.
Would you return to school when you finally start signing big checks?
Yeah.
Are you interested? I mean, just to
probably, but I wouldn't be
what
like...
would you be interested in?
Okay, there are a lot of stuff I want to do, you know, outside of music. Like, music is like the main road for me. And when I get there, there's stuff I want to do. So I would like to get myself educated in that space a little bit.
Like what? Like what industry are we looking at? Or what?
Yeah, I think my life is all about entertainment, you know, like production, movie productions and other stuff.
Okay.
I want to invest
film
in
theater.
Film and theater. I want to invest in that space as well.
Okay.
And invest in other stuff like real estate and... couple of stuffs, you know, I want to do, but that's like back of my head right now.
Right.
Music is the space. When we get there, then we spread it around.
Right. My response to that, the positive are you.
Thank you.
Baby girl, wait. You be the girl me one date. Many girls they my come, many girls they my yard. You the one that me choose. Baby girl, you say waiting on. Your body shape got me thinking on. The way you dance got me falling on. Me want to make you mine. Coming at me, yard, you go see ya. Many pretty girls we no see them. I know if you tell you lies, I feel so young. I feel to give you love, make you feel love. Coming at me, yard, you go see ya. Many pretty girls we no see them. I know if you tell you lies, I feel so young. I feel to give you love, make you feel love. If you catch my eyes, to make the girls, but they don't be my type. That you the one with the beauty, my heart. Or do you go, you be pretty, my type. My type, you catch my eyes. To make the girls, but they don't be my type. That you the one with the beauty, my heart. Or do you go, you be pretty, my type. My type, she tell me, ayo, ayo. If you come in on me life, I go show you love. Plenty things I feel do for love. In many things I feel do for love. Oh, yo, yo, yo. Other carry me go far away. Far away, far away from here. Far away, far away. go see ya. Many pretty girls, me no see them. I know if you tell you lies, I feel sweat. I feel to give you love, make you feel them. Come in and me, yeah, you go see ya. Many pretty girls, me no see them. I know if you tell you lies, I feel sweat. I feel to give you love, make you feel them. Maybe you catch in my eyes, oh. Too many girls, but they no be my type, oh. Cause you the one where they beat in my heart, oh. Although you be really my type, oh. My type, oh. You catch in my eyes, oh. Too many girls, but they no be my type, oh. Cause you the one where they beat in my heart, oh. Although you be really my type, oh. My type, oh. She tell me, ayo, 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 ayo.
One more play to conclude the conversation. This is Creative's Corner, live on AfricaGlobalRadio.com. Our story, our growth, our future. This is AGR. PB here, Prince Benjamin, in conversation with Will B. Why is he called Will B? Is that the name the mother gave him? Let's find out. Will B. Is that the name you were given at birth?
Yeah, it was picked out of the name I was given.
Okay, you know,
yeah.
So what's the name? What's the original?
Yeah, Wilberforce Appiah.
Wilberforce?
Yeah, Wilberforce Appiah. So I picked the Will Be out of the Wilberforce, you know. And I also thought about it like, you know, it makes sense.
Right.
It has, yeah, it's a sentence like, it will be.
Right.
Will be. Ah. Yeah, it go happen.
It go happen.
It go happen.
It go happen. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. So that's how come
that's fantastic.
Will Be came up, yeah.
The Wilberforce name is also historical because the man was part of ending slavery.
Yeah, around William Wilberforce. Yeah,
William Wilberforce. Yeah. So, wow, that's a name.
Yeah,
that's a name.
Huge name.
Yeah, the nickname, even the professional one that you've chosen, the spin you've put on it, and the meaning that it carries, will be,
it will be.
It's gonna happen.
It's gonna happen.
Everything is all right. Yeah. It's under control.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not out of hand.
Yeah, it will be.
That's a powerful name.
Thank you.
That's a powerful name. And I can tell that it's working in your life. Like,
yeah, it's really working.
You're seeing purpose.
I'm seeing purpose. Yeah. Yeah. Now my mom is no more worried. She's no more worried. She calls me and she just, you know, shower blessings upon me. Like, it's going to happen. God will do it. It's like that.
Great.
But then she will call me and all worried on the phone. What are you doing?
At least now Samumu goes to her. So now she sees it.
Yeah.
Right. That's wonderful, man.
That's great.
I mean, that's the purpose, right? As a man, that's what we do.
Yeah.
You know, you have to be a man about these things. And your mom would only speak out of worry and concern for you.
Yeah.
But when she sees that, you know,
you're progressing,
there's progress. I mean, she's at peace, and she'll encourage you as much as is necessary. You mentioned an album, right? In the works, did you?
Yeah.
Do you have a working title? How many songs should we expect?
Okay, like, actually, we're about to release EP.
An EP first?
EP
okay,
first,
right.
Yeah.
To introduce yourself properly.
Yeah, but we want to release a couple of singles before the EP.
Okay.
You know, just to let people have a feel of me to know what I'm about.
Right.
So they can, you know, experience me on the EP.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Great.
So right after the EP, then we start working on the album.
We can't talk about a new song or an EP even now, because I mean this is latest. Is the new, you know, heat or fire from Will B's camp.
And
Black Cab. And that's the focus right now.
Yeah.
It's streaming everywhere.
Everywhere.
Right?
All the streaming platforms.
Right.
You can get it there.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Tell me about your hair. Dyed much of your hair, or the top of it, the crown of your head is like bronze, gold.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Gold or bronze. Which one is it?
It's in gold.
Gold, right. Yeah. Okay. And then you've braided a bit of it to the front. Mm-hmm. It lies on your forehead.
Yeah.
It's not curly like Superman's, but it reminds me of Superman.
Yeah.
Right. So what's the point?
Okay. It's just about
me. Message.
Yeah. No, I think it has no message, actually. It's about me trying to look different.
Okay.
Then if you look at the picture on the flyer, I was having these braids on. Right. And that was the looks I was having then, you know, but I saw a couple of up and comings like myself having the same looks, like the same brand that I was having. Mm. And if you know me, like, I always want to stand out. That's the way I am. I always want to look different. I want to stand out in whatever I do. Mm. So when I saw that, I was like, now I got to find a way that is going to be only me, you know. So I took it to, I mean, I was just thinking about it and this thing came out. Mm. Came out like, okay, this is what I got to do.
Okay.
So I cut everything off and I left one here.
To differentiate yourself.
Yeah, to differentiate myself.
That's important. Mm-hmm. That's important. Looks.
Yeah.
Important for branding purposes.
Branding purposes.
Right. And identification.
Yeah.
You should be able to be made out easily,
easily.
When you stand amongst other musicians or other regular human beings. That's great. Is there an African country that you have your eye set on, you'd want to visit, like, and why?
I think Nigeria.
Nigeria?
Yes.
Why?
I want to visit Nigeria because, you know, now, I mean, the biggest market, entertainment-wise.
Right. Already, they are the biggest economy in Africa.
Yeah,
picking the music too.
Yeah, for
music
real.
And movies.
You see, yeah. So I wanna be there. Mm. You know, just promote my works and all the stuff there, and move to the other ones, South Africa. Mm. I mean, all the African countries. Right. I'd like to be there to promote myself.
Mm.
Yeah,
I like what you're doing. I mean, moving from Ghana, which is also a headquarters of music in Africa, to Nigeria. Biggest market. South Africa is a huge industry when it comes to the creative arts.
Very true.
And then off to Kenya, I guess.
Yeah.
Before Kenya. We get North Africa.
Yeah.
Right.
North Africa,
So, yeah. We're coming for all of you. Watch out for Will
straight
B.
Straight up.
Watch out for Will B. No defeats taken.
Nah.
No losses. Bullseyes and kwan. Energy. All right. So, Will B is the name. Ayu is the record.
The new record.
Which is out right now. He's got Adiepena and others out there that you can check out.
Yeah, actually, Adiepena is my first official song with the label.
With the label?
Yeah.
Okay,
and Ayu is our second.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So he's done music for 15 years plus.
Yeah.
However, he's been signed to Black Cab
Entertainment
for 2 years now.
Yeah.
And the first record that he put out on the label. It's Adiepena.
Yeah.
The second and the latest right now is Ayu.
Yeah.
We're expecting an EP, but right now this is the focus. Ayu is the focus.
Yeah.
Spin, both of them, especially Ayu. Adiepena and Ayu are the records, but Ayu is the new one. So spin it wherever you are, in the clubs, you know,
straight up.
Driving, straight up. Send it to your babe, your boyfriend, your husband, you know, celebrate with it.
Yeah.
Right, play it at the parties.
Have fun with it.
Have fun with it. Have fun with it. Will B, it's been wonderful talking to you.
Thank you for having me.
And I hope you've had a good time.
Yeah, I have a good time.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed myself. And
okay.
Thank you for having me.
All right. It's a pleasure. This is home for you. So
yeah.
We are concerned with everything Africa.
Yeah.
Your great. Shouts, social media.
Yeah. Yeah. So I want to tell anybody listening to me that thank you for the support. And if you love my music, thank you. Mm. And I'm here to stay to give you more good music. So you can follow me on all socials. Follow me on IG, willbemusic_. You know, the world is WYLLBEE music, _. Twitter will be music. Facebook will be. TikTok will be. Let's go.
All right. Let's go indeed. And we're going to go for Ayu one more time to conclude the conversation. But I'd like to say thank you to the team behind me. Barry on production. We've got Victor as well. And we've got Emmanuel. They are manning the machines, the cameras and such. I am Prince Benjamin. Back on next week, Thursday, with another talented one from the soil, if not from Ghana, from beyond it, or the diaspora. We will be back. Keep streaming Africa Global Radio on africaglobalradio.com, AGR for short. Bye for now.
Baby girl, wait. You be the girl me one date. Many girls they my come, many girls they my yard. You the one that me choose. Baby girl, you say.
This is an Africa Global Radio production.